Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 32. And Yaakov went on his way, and the messengers of Elohim met him. And when Yaakov saw them, he said,
"This is the camp of Elohim."
And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Yaakov sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir, the field of Edom. And he commanded them, saying,
"Say this to my master Esau, your servant Yaakov said this, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now, and I have bulls and donkeys, flocks, and male and female servants, and I have sent to inform my master to find favor in your eyes."
So the messengers returned to Yaakov, saying,
"We came to your brother Esau, and he also is coming to meet you, and 400 men with him."
And Yaakov was greatly afraid and distressed. So he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks, and herds and camels, into two groups. And he said,
"If Esau comes to the one group and attacks it, then the other group which is left shall escape."
And Yaakov said,
"O Elohim of my father Avraham, and Elohim of my father Yitzchak, Yahweh, who said to me, 'Return to your land and to your relatives, and I do good to you,' I do not deserve the least of all the kind acts and all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I passed over this Yordain with my staff, and now I have become two groups. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau. For I fear him, lest he come and shall smite me and the mother with the children. For you said, 'I shall certainly do good to you, and shall make your seed as the sand of the sea, which are too numerous to count.'"
And he spent the night there, and took what came to his hand as a present for Esau his brother: 200 female goats, and 20 male goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milk camels with their colts, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys and 10 foals. And he gave into the hand of his servants, every drove by itself, and said to his servants,
"Pass over before me, and put some distance between drove and drove."
And he commanded the first one, saying,
"When Esau, my brother, meets you and asks you, saying, 'To whom do you belong and where are you going, and whose are these in front of you?' Then you shall say, 'They are your servant Yaakov's. It is a present sent to my master Esau. And see, he also is behind us.'"
So he commanded the second and the third, and all who followed the droves, saying,
"Speak to Esau this same word when you find him, and you shall say, 'Also, look, your servant Yaakov is behind us.'"
For he said,
"Let me appease him with the present that goes before me, and after that see his face, he might accept me."
And the present passed over before him, but he himself spent the night in the camp. And he rose up that night, and took his two wives, and his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and passed over the ford of Yabbok. And he took them, and sent them over the stream, and sent over what he had, and Yaakov was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he did not overcome him, he touched the socket of his hip. And the socket of Yaakov's hip was dislocated as he wrestled with him. And he said,
"Let me go, for the day breaks."
But he said,
"I am not letting you go until you have barach me."
So he asked him,
"What is your name?"
And he said,
"Yaakov."
And he said,
"Your name is no longer called Yaakov, but Yisrael, because you have striven with Elohim and with men and have overcome."
And Yaakov asked him, saying,
"Please let me know your name."
And he said,
"Why do you ask about my name?"
And he barach him there. And Yaakov called the name of the place Peniel.
"For I have seen Elohim face to face, and my life is preserved."
And the sun rose on him as he passed over Penuel, and he limped on his hip. That is why the children of Israel, to this day, do not eat the sinew of the hip, which is on the socket of the thigh, because he touched the socket of the thigh of Yaakov in the sinew of the hip.